Did you see that? Jake called up to Pardis and Dahlia, pointing in the direction of the Watcher. In the window beneath the second turret there.
I've been making a point of not looking, Pardis said. I don't care to see anything that Forsaken Place wants to show me.
I saw nothing.
Dahlia pulled her cloak down, her ears swiveling toward the castle, as if that would help her to see.
What was it, Jay?
A face, he said. Like a doll's face, almost. Smooth and white. It was staring down at us. But when I looked at it, it stepped back into the shadows.
What was it you said, Pardis?
The hair-blood woman turned to their companion.
About children's toys gone rotten? I was thinking of wooden blocks and trains and rubber balls when you told us that, and didn't see why it was so bad. Suddenly I have a sense of how disturbing this place might be.
She shuddered. The castle loomed over the landscape like a predator, waiting patiently for its next prey. A wave of unease crept over Jay, a chill that had nothing to do with the cool breeze outside the city. The path ahead stretched before them, winding up toward the castle gates like a noose waiting to coil about their necks.
Lyra and Molly are already up there, he said, a tense feeling in his stomach. We should hurry. Somehow it feels like it's getting darker, doesn't it?
Even from where they stood, the castle seemed to hum with its own unsettling presence. To Jay, it felt a bit like the sound of his own whirling thoughts, that background noise of his own mind arguing with itself, only there were more voices. So many voices that the sound was just an oppressive din squeezing against his head. Jay wondered if the real Castle Wenscher had this kind of psychic energy about it, like the stones of the walls had somehow absorbed the madness of its occupants. He wasn't sure he wanted to find out.